Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Wa na'udhu billahi min hali ahli an-nar. Alhamdulillahi adhaafa ma hamidahu jami'u khalqihi kama yuhibbuhu wa yirdah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad an-nabiy al-ummi wa ala alihi wa ahli baytihi wa azwajihi al-mutahhara wa dhurriyatihi وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي رَبَّنَا يَسِّرْ ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين أما بعد. This is the third chapter. This is about the divine light, the divine radiance, the divine nur of Nisba. And of course, all these topics are about Nisba, that divine connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person becomes connected to Allah, nisbah. Two types of deeds. Essentially, there are two types of deeds: sins and virtue. All actions in line with Allah ta'ala's ordainments and the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are considered virtuous, whilst the ones against them are known as sins. The effects of deeds on the inner self, the effects of one's deeds bear effects on one's inner self, subhanallah. The virtuous ones produce radiance and nur inside, whilst the sins produce darkness inside. Once a Sahabi, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, entered into Salat, but he had hastily performed his wudu, not doing it properly, leaving it remotely incomplete. His wuzu wasn't good, and he hastily joined the salat. After completing the salah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the followers, and he said, "Who is it that caused an ill effect within our salat?" Something was wrong. Somebody caused an ill effect within our salat. This hadith is in Mishkat, Volume 1, page 39. So that's, imagine that, not doing wudu properly had an effect in the salat, the whole jamaat. Another hadith states that the ill effects of someone who does not perform salat, the ill effects of someone who does not perform salat extend to 40 neighboring houses. Wow. The evil and the blight of that extends to 40 neighboring houses. That is why Jamaat is important. Get the whole locality performing Salat. It pains to think, what if the effects of a neighbor's sins are so intense, what about the effect of one's own sins? If the neighbor sins like that, it could have effect on 40 houses, somebody not performing Salat. What about the effect of one's own sins? And may Allah forbid, if it's happening in our own house, what is the effect of that? The darkening of the heart from sins. It comes in the hadith that whenever a person sins, a dark spot appears on his heart. If he repents, the spot is erased. However, if he persists in sinning and does not repent, then the entire heart can become overcome by the darkness. This is known as Rainul Qalb, or the rusting of the heart. The Quran explains it as Kallabal Rana ala Kulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Kalla, verily not. But rust has engulfed their hearts. Their hearts have become stained due to what they earn through their deeds. Cause a big darkness, blackness. Suratul Mutaffifin. Increased repentance leads to an erasure of this rust and darkness, while sins will do the opposite. The one who has proclaimed Iman in his heart is illuminated, while the one who has not done so, his heart is an insipid darkness. The two categories of people. Religion has demarcated people along two categories, believer and disbeliever. Allah Ta'ala states, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ, He is the one who created you. فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرْ, from amongst you are those who are kafir. وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنْ, and from amongst you are those who are mu'min. Believers. The darkness of rejection. The Quran explains the state of darkness within a non-believer's heart through a strange analogy. Allah says, "Fi bahrin lujiyin yagshahu mawjun min fawqihi sahab." Or as if darkness gathers strength in the sea. Upon this is a wave, upon it another wave, and upon it the dark sky. This is the darkness within a non-believer's heart. During a sea storm, the violent activity of the waves is obvious. In such a situation, even if there are clouds in the sky, the degree of darkness on the bottom of the sea is such that one cannot distinguish his own hand. This is the very darkness that the Quran compares the darkness within a kafir's heart to. Amidst the gleam of clouds in the sky and the crashing of waves, if someone were to simply try and identify his own hand on the sea bottom, he can never actually see it. The core reason for this is explained as, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. The one for whom Allah does not prepare and give nur, for him is no nur at all. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا. The one for whom Allah does not make and prepare and give any nur. فَمَا لَهُ مِن نُورٍ, then there is no nur for him. Belief and disbelief in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala holds personal enmity against disbelief, kufr, and personal affection and love, he holds that towards belief and the believers. So it's the opposite. Personal enmity against kufr and personal affection towards iman and towards the mu'mineen, the believers. So thus Allah states in the Holy Quran, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the wali. Allah is the friend of those who believe. He is their friend. His glory calls for the reversal of the verse, as those who believe are our friends. So what's the reverse of that? Then Allah is the enemy of kufr and kafirin. However, he chose for the attribution of friendship towards himself a reflection of his mercy and generosity towards his servants. Verily, the connection of iman, belief, holds immense importance towards Allah. The divine light, the divine nur of iman. If Allah Ta'ala were to finish the above stated verse as it is, it would have been enough. However, he chose to make an addition. He continued the verse that clarified everything. He said, after saying, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu, Allah is the wali and friend of those who believe, personal affection towards them. Then he continues, yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. He takes them out from darkness towards the nur and the light. Hence, because Allah Ta'ala does not wish to see his servants in a state of darkness, he stated at another point in the Quran, Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk litukrijan nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun, this is a book, anzalnahu ilayk, which we have sent down to you, revealed to you, litukrijan nas, so that you may take out mankind through your personal example and conduct, through your sunnah, through this book, through this Quran, to take them out, min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur, from darkness towards light. Thus the Holy Quran, Kalamullah, Kitabullah, is the book that serves as a source of enlightenment from darkness. Consequently, when Allah Ta'ala holds someone dear to him, he takes them out of a state of darkness towards radiance. And this only happens with the believers. Yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumat ila an-nur, takes them out from darkness into light. Divine light is called nur, and darkness, dhulumat. The word nur means light in Arabic, divine light. The word dhulmat, dhulumat, means darkness. The heart is filled with divine light, nur, after the proclamation of faith. So when a person has iman, the light, the heart becomes illuminated. There's a certain amount of nur there. And then afterwards now, every virtuous deed and amal serves as a source of increment for this light. Light starts to increase and increase with every good amal. As stated, sins can darken the heart and eventually blot it completely, while repentance, tawbah, removes these stains. The two words discussed are what the Quran uses to denote the two states. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. The blind and the seeing are not equal. وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ. Nor darkness and light. This verse implies that one who can see, al-basir, can never be equated with one who is blind. Al-A'ma. Similarly, someone with radiance in the heart, nur in the heart, can never be equal to someone with darkness in the heart. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ Surah Fatir. The plight of those with darkness on the day of Qiyamah, this very light will be in front of us. But may Allah save us from the plight, terrible situation of those with darkness. So on the day of Qiyamah, the day of Qiyamah, this very light and nur will be in front of us. Allah Ta'ala states, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَاهُمْ نُورُهُمْ And those who have believed and have iman inside of their hearts, مَاهُ نُورُهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَاهُ نُورُهُمْ Those who have believed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim. Their nur, yas'a, is going to move and travel in front of them, wa bi aymanihim, and on their right sides. Again, those who believed in him, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are with him. This also refers to all believers, not just those who were with the Prophet in a state of iman, but all those who have iman. Their radiance, their nur, will be in front, moving in front and towards their right sides. Another point in the Quran, He Allah stated, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ On that day you will witness the believing men and women, their nur will be in front of them and towards their right sides. The hypocrites will be near them. Those hypocrites who have no nur will say to them, but they are near them, they will say to them, Undurūna naqtabis min nūrikum. Look towards us a bit. Just pay us some attention. Let us get something of your nur. Undurūna naqtabis min nūrikum. Turn a little towards us. Just turn a little towards us. Just watch us a bit. So that we may benefit from your radiance. From your radiance. However, qīla, it will be said, Here is not the place for that. Go back. Irjiu. Go back to the world and find this nur and radiance over there. That was the place to get the nur. Surah Al-Hadid. It is as if someone possesses a torch in a dark area and others request him just to point it in their direction, so that they may be able to benefit from it and make out the path. It's the same on the day of Qiyamah. Unduruna, just point, just turn towards us a bit. Just look at us a bit so we can benefit from your nur. The five types of divine light. The radiance of virtue will be with the pious. The nur of virtue will be with the pious on the day of Qiyamah. It comes in a hadith that this nur, radiance, will be of five types. Imagine as if there are five types of lights installed in one room that provide light. The large ones have their own luminance and grace, while the small ones have their own magnificence. Thus, different deeds will bear different types of light on the day of Qiyamah. The radiance of Allahu Akbar will be on the right side of a human being. Allahu Akbar, that nur is on the right side. Reason being that the phrase Allahu Akbar describes Allah Ta'ala's glory, and glory demands representation through the right side. So the nur of that on the right side. The radiance of Subhanallah Subhanallah will be on the left side, because the phrase implies clearance from all impurities, and the left side best symbolizes this. The radiance of Alhamdulillah will be towards the back and will support a human being on that day of Qiyamah. Also in terms of order, saying Alhamdulillah comes after a blessing is given. That's the order. The radiance of faith and iman, Subhanallah, the radiance, the nur of faith and iman will be directly above. And the person would approach his Rabb, his Lord, in the light of these radiances. He will be greeted with the words, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, O peaceful, tranquil nafs, soul, contented. Irji'i ila rabbik, come towards your Rabb, return to your Rabb. Radiyatan marudiyyan, in such a state that you are happy with Allah and you are well pleased with the blessings that He has given unto you. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter amongst my servants. Wadkhuli jannati, and enter into my Jannah. And the angels would escort this blessed individual into Jannah amidst showers of these divine lights. So greetings from Allah, hearing these words. He is being escorted by the malaika and the angels, escorted into the Jannah amidst showers of these divine lights. The light of Nisba, the light of Nisba. The radiance that would be within a human being on the judgment day will be the core light of the inner self, obtained through abstinence from sin and virtuous deeds. That's how a person gets this nisbah. So the nur that would be within a human being on the day of Qiyamah will be the core light of the inner self, obtained through abstinence from sin and virtuous deeds. Every single deed, whether in the form of salat, litanies, zikr and azkar, speaking the truth, sidq, behaving well with others, good adab, they all serve as a source of increment in this radiance. Every good amal brings about an increment in this nur of the inner self inside. One has to understand the fact that the proclamation of faith instills within one the basic level of radiance. As soon as the person declares faith, that's he has the basic level of radiance inside. But he mustn't stop there. The more he performs virtuous actions, the more this radiance grows and grows, and it grows to the extent that it eliminates darkness completely from the heart, till there comes a time that he is blessed with the unlocking of the chest. Wow, which is called Inshirahu Sadr. According to Surah Alam Nashrah, this is what it is spoken about. A hadith states, An-Nuru Iza Dakala Sadra In Fataha. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, An-Nur, the radiance, the Nur, Iza daqala sadr, when that enters into the chest, when that nur enters into the chest, in fataha, the chest unlocks, the breast expands. Hadith of Mishkat, an nuru iza daqala sadr, in fataha, in fitahu sadr, in shirahu sadr. This leads to his heart desiring nothing but what the Sharia ordains. A disliking of the Sharia becomes a natural disliking of his heart. to the extent that the thought of sinning stops crossing the heart. It becomes natural. This should be a disliking of what is against Sharia becomes a natural disliking of his heart. To the extent that the thought of sinning stops crossing the heart. The radiance of Nisbah, the nur of Nisbah, accompanies everywhere. The core radiance of the inner self accompanies the bearer everywhere. Subhanallah. The core radiance and nur of the inner self accompanies the bearer every single way. Be it the world, it accompanies him there. Be it the grave, it accompanies him there. Be it the hereafter, it accompanies him there. Be it the bridge of Sirat, even over there, etc. Allah Ta'ala states, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِقَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Allah says what? The one who was dead before, then we made him alive and gave him a radiance with which he walks among the people. Can such a person be similar to he who is trapped by darkness and cannot find a way out? The verse is very deep. A woman kana maitan fa ahyaynahu. What? The one who was maitan and dead before. Fa ahyaynahu. Then we made him alive. Wajalna lahu nura. And made for him and gave him a nur and a radiance. That nur. Yamshi bihi finnas. With which he walks amongst mankind. Is he kaman mataluhu fi dhulumat? Laysa bi karijin minha. Can such a person be similar to that one who is trapped by darkness and cannot find a way out? Suratul An'am. The nur. So thus this nur within the hearts of believers will cause, this nur will be so, wow, so powerful. And it will be within the hearts of believers. According to one of the commentaries of the Holy Quran, under the ayat, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Allah says, there isn't any one of you except that you have to pass through Jahannam. It's a kind of frightening verse. So one of the commentaries of it is, which is very, one of the best commentaries on it is that every single person will have to pass through Jahannam. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. There isn't any one of you except you have to pass through and cross through Jahannam. And that's kind of frightening. But the nur within the hearts of the believers, the nur of Iman and the nur of his good deeds, which is within the hearts of the believers, will cause the hellfire to proclaim as they pass over it, on the bridge of Sirat, which is also another commentary, that it refers to the bridge of Sirat, that everyone has to pass over this bridge of Sirat. And this bridge of Sirat is over Jahannam. So, but the nur of the, which is within the hearts of the believers, will cause the hellfire to proclaim as they pass over it on the bridge of Sirat, Juzia mu'min, cross quickly, hurry, O believer. فَإِنَّ نُورَكَ تُطْفِئُ لَهَبِي. Because your nur is extinguishing my flames. Your nur is extinguishing my flames. جُزِيَ مُؤْمِن فَإِنَّ نُورَكَ تُطْفِئُ لَهَبِي. Begging for the nisbah. The reality of the situation is that this divine light, known as nisbah, is something of extremely high stature. We should strive for it as much as possible. Strive for it as much as possible. And also beg Allah Almighty for it through the following words. Rabbana, O our Rabb, O our Lord, Atmim lana nurana. Complete our nur for us. Give it to us in full. Let it be complete. Waghfir lana. And forgive us. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Indeed, you have power over everything. Make this dua. Rabbana atmim lana nurana. Make our nur complete. Beg for it. And when the nisba comes to a person, Allahu Akbar. The effects of the nisba, the atharat, the effects of the nisba. Whenever a person is illuminated with the radiance of the nisba, a strange change comes about. As he is now made to handle the weight of being God's ambassador, yani Khalifatullah. And this is what we are supposed to be, Allah's Khalifa on the land, Allah's representative on the land. Now he is, as though he's now made to handle that weight of being Allah's Khalifa on the land. He is granted whatever his heart desires. It's a strange connection and change comes about. He is granted whatever his heart desires, and his face is illuminated with a divine glow. His company wreaks strangely ecstatic effects on the heart. Just being in his company, it wreaks strangely ecstatic effects on the heart, while his insight becomes divinely guided. He sees with Allah. His sight, his inner sight, which is the real sight, the sight of the heart, is backed by the power of Allah. The precy of it all is that his states, his ahwal, are of extreme magnificence. Some of these states are as follows. Effects of nisbah on the human's body. This is one of the states. Once the light of the nisbah permeates the heart, it spreads out into the bearer's vision, thinking, hearing, speech, etc. The entire body is affected with the majestic grandeur of this nisbah, the whole body. Consequently, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would invoke Allah Ta'ala with the following words: Allahumma ja'alni fi qalbi nura. وَفِي بَصَرِي نُورًا وَفِي سَمْعِي نُورًا وَعَنْ يَمِينِ نُورًا وَعَنْ يَسَارِ نُورًا وَمِنْ أَمَامِ نُورًا وَمِنْ خَلْفِ نُورًا وَاجْعَلْ لِي نُورًا وَفِي عَصَبِي نُورًا وَفِي لَحْمِ نُورًا وَفِي دَمِ نُورًا وَفِي شَعْرِ نُورًا وَفِي بَشَرِي نُورًا وَفِي لِسَانِ نُورًا وَاجْعَلْ فِي نَفْسِ نُورًا وَأَعْظِمْ لِي نُورًا وَاجْعَلْنِي نُورًا وَاجْعَلْ مِنْ فَوْقِ نُورًا وَمِنْ تَحْتِ نُورًا اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِنِي نُورًا. Oh Allah, make my heart illuminated, and my vision illuminated, and my hearing illuminated, and my right illuminated, and my left illuminated, and my back illuminated, and my muscles illuminated, and my flesh illuminated, and my blood illuminated, and my hair illuminated, and my skin illuminated, and my tongue illuminated, and my soul illuminated, and grant me colossal illumination, and my existence illuminated, and illumination above me, and illumination below me. O Allah, grant me illumination and nur. Hadith of Sahih Muslim. The blood of a lover. Wow, imagine this nur goes even into the blood, even into the blood. The blood of a lover. Those illuminated with the nisbah are affected so deeply by it that the love of Allah permeates their entire existence. One such person was Shibli. We all know Shibli. Speaking about here, Hazrat Shibli, Sheikh Shibli, Rahmatul Alayh. Very great wali and saint he was. It is reported in some books that once a band of children, thinking that he was insane and mad, chased him and threw a rock at him, which made him bleed. Seeing this, a man nearby chased the children away and attended to him. To his awe, he saw that each drop of blood would form the word Allah as it fell to the ground. Allahu Akbar. Eventually, he bandaged the wound. Hazrat Shibli's heart, Rahmatul Alayh, had been overcome by the love of Allah Ta'ala to the extent that if anyone took Allah's name in front of him, he would take a sweet from his pocket and put it in the speaker's mouth. Someone inquired about this habit, to which he replied, "The tongue that takes my beloved's name, why should I not fill it with sweetness?" So even that is the blood of a lover. Radiant faces, another effect, another state. The nature of the nisba is such that other people are able to feel it without hindrance. No matter how secretly someone performs worship, Allah Ta'ala makes the radiance and the nur of that worship visible on the face. Their faces become manifestations of the hadith that Allah says, in the hadith, the Prophet alayhi salam said, "Alladheena idha ru'u dhukirallah." Such people, idha ru'u, when they are seen, dhukirallah, Allah is remembered. These people are the manifestations of this hadith. "Alladheena idha ru'u," such people, when they are seen, dhukirallah, Allah is remembered. Hadith of Mishkat, the freshness of spring, best characterizes such a face. How could we characterize it with the freshness of spring? Even unfamiliar people do not need an introduction to such people and to this face. The radiance of a believer's face emanates itself in divine colors. Following are some examples of such people. 1. When Hazrat Khwaja Abdul Malik Siddiqui's train, alayhi rahma, would stop at a station, Hazrat Khwaja Abdul Malik, he would look out of the window for information. When the onlookers would look at his illuminated face, they would come over to greet him. It would happen to the extent that some people would simply walk over, greet him, and request to make bay'ah, or the pledge of tasawwuf, at his hands, just seeing such a face. Some Hindus converted to Islam at the hands of Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Shah Sahib, Rahmatul Alayh. The other Hindus chastised them for leaving the religion of their forefathers, to which they pointed to Hazrat's face, to Shah Sahib's face, alayhi rahma, and they argued, "Can this ever be the face of a liar?" Another example, the author, Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Zulfikar, is speaking about his own peer, his own sheikh. He said once, Hazrat Murshid-e-Alam, Rahmatullah alayhi, addressed this humble person, speaking about himself. And he said, "Allah Ta'ala gathers crowds wherever I head out to. Allah Ta'ala gathers crowds wherever I head out to." And then he said, "Now it has come to the point that even a step accidentally taken in the wrong direction is made to be one in the right direction by Allah Ta'ala." Even that. And really, there comes a time when Allah Ta'ala does grant his servant with such special divine support and help. The effects of a sahibun nisba's company, the effects of such a person's company are immense on the heart. Those sitting near bless their lives with the eternal passage to Jannah by inducing a passion for virtue and piety, thereby shunning the hellfire. Indubitably, there has to be something in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that led to obsessive idolaters and disbelievers to proclaim faith and adopt his way of life. The books have it that most of the work, and history records this, people do not know about Tasawwuf and the people of Tasawwuf. But the history books have it that most of the work of Islamic expansion was at the hands of the esteemed Sufis. This was largely because their company would wreak extraordinary effects on the hearts of those that came into their company and came into contact with them. The following are some examples. When the great spiritual king of India, when Hazrat Khwaja Mo'inuddin Chishti, Rahmatullah Alayh, when he toured Bengal, 700,000 Hindus converted to Islam. Wow. 700,000 Hindus converted to Islam when he toured Bengal. They converted to Islam at his hand. While 70,000 Muslims on that same journey made sincere tawbah and repentance to change their lives. Another example, once a deputy, a khalifa of Hazrat Murshid-e-Alam, author is speaking about his sheikh, Rahmatullah Alayh, he detailed the story of his own son. He said that all his children were memorizers of the Holy Quran. All his children were huffaz. So a deputy, a khalifa of his sheikh, is telling his own story, that all his children were huffaz, hafiz, ulama, alims, except for one. He underwent traditional education and became a professor at a university, Professor Sahib. During university, he became influenced by the Darwinian theory of Darwin, and thus stopped believing in the existence of Allah. This Khalifa told about this situation to Hazrat and said, Hazrat, our household is full of ulama and qaris, qurra. Even the daughters possess such knowledge, but this son turned out to be such. It has us parents weeping every now and then and full of grief. Kindly make a dua that may change his heart. Hazrat instructed him to have his son give the pledge, the bayat of tasawwuf, to him. Thus he talked to his son about making the pledge to Hazrat, Rahmatullah Alayh. But he would reply as, Father, if I do not even intend to pray, then what's the use of bayat and a pledge? So he narrated this incident to Hazrat, to which he replied, I never asked him to pray or recite Quran, simply to make the spiritual pledge of repentance. This is something that the essence of which not everyone can understand. The next day, this Khalifa of Hazrat talked to his son and said, O son, this pious man comes to our house and all the people within the house have given bayah to him. Why don't you do the same? And thus the entire household would be part of the bayah and the pledge. He replied, Father, I have no intention to worship in any manner. Hazrat said, Rahmatullah Alayh, O son, do not do anything. Simply make a pledge, that's all. He thought to himself and decided that he would do it just to please his father. And as he made the bayah, took the bayah at Hazrat Murshid-e-Alam, Rahmatullah Alayh's hands. Little did he know that ceremonially just holding the hands of a saint and a wali and such a great friend of Allah and repeating few words after him changes the entire universe of a human being. It changes the entire universe of a human being. Following the bay'ah, his thinking patterns changed completely. He started to attend the gatherings of Hazrat Murshid-e Alam Rahmatul Alayh and developed affection for him. Eventually, his prayers, Quranic recitation, litanies, dhikr wa adhkar, fajr prayers all came into effect, and thus his days and nights were completely transformed. The same young man who possessed an anti-God type of thinking now possessed the flame of divine love in his heart, a yearning to meet the same Lord he once rejected. This flame ultimately engulfed his heart, and he was granted even khilafat, authorization within the science of tasawwuf, by Hazrat Murshid-e Alam Rahmatul Alayh. The author, Sheikh Maulana Zulfikar, Damat Barakatum, says, "I have been fortunate enough to meet him, and today numerous youth have converted to Islam at his hands." We'll continue next week, inshallah. Don't forget, after Maghrib Salat, there's a program in the Markaz. We should try to be part of that program in the Markaz, inshallah. It's also the night of Jummah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I look.